What kind of nation? Thomas Jefferson, John Marshall, and the Epic Struggle to Create a United States by James F. Simon. Dedication for Ethan, Lindsay, and Natalie. He, Jefferson, is among the most ambitious, and I suspect among the most unforgiving of men. His great power is over the mass of the people, and this power is chiefly acquired by professions of democracy. Every check on the wild impulse of the moment is a check on his own power, and he is unfriendly to the source from which it flows. He looks, of course, with an ill will at an independent judiciary. John Marshall. The great object of my fear is the federal judiciary. That body, like gravity, ever acting with noiseless foot and unalarming advance, is gaining ground step by step. Let the eye of vigilance never be closed. Thomas Jefferson. What kind of nation? Prologue. The American minister to France, Thomas Jefferson, had loathed George III from afar for years. Almost a full decade earlier, the 33-year-old Jefferson had denounced the British monarch, usurper, plunderer, oppressor. Had his draft of the Declaration of Independence not been edited by the Continental Congress, it would have added that the King of England waged cruel war against human nature itself.